Hey there, this is Molly Christensen, and today I'm doing something new and exciting. I've never done this before, so this is going to be my new podcast, Building Heroes in My Home, and this is episode one. I got challenged to try and do a podcast regularly, so I figured, hey, why not give it a try, even though a part of me says, that's scary. What am I going to say? You know, maybe nobody wants to listen, but that's okay. I'm going to do it anyway. So what I wanted to talk about today on this first podcast was homeschool stories. We all got them. Whether you homeschool or not, you are writing that story right now. And some of you are farther along on that path and you have a full-on novel going, you know, or maybe you're nonfiction, I don't know. And some of you are just barely starting to write this story. But in all my interactions with homeschool moms, this is something that I know. We all have a homeschool story. So if somebody asks you, why did you start homeschooling? You got a story. And that's a good thing because it tells us why we decided to do something so crazy, so against the mainstream. I mean, like, seriously, who does that? It's got to be people who are thinking outside the box a bit, right? So what I wanted to do today was to tell you my homeschool story and how I got to where I am today. So I got married pretty young. I was still in college. I met my husband he was in a lot of my classes. We were in the same major. And yes, we're both mechanical engineers. That's what we both graduated in. So we've got a little nerdiness going on over here. And I have a minor in statistics as well. So I really love numbers. Numbers are awesome. And part of what I like about math is just how there's usually a right or wrong answer. It's black and white, you know, it's great to get things right. Now this plays into my journey later on, which is why I bring this up. So we got married pretty young and he got a job. We moved out of state away from family. And that's when we started having kids, which was difficult because he also was working the swing shift and the day shift and the night shift on rotation. So he was really kind of messed up with the sleep. And here I am all alone with having babies and trying to figure out life. Because I'll tell you, I did not get consistency and routine. And it was rough for me because I was disorganized. Let's say that. So after, living out way back east, away from the rest of our family, and trying to figure out how to be a mom to these little kids, when my oldest son got to be around 4 years old, I started getting this thought that I needed to homeschool him. And I said, that's dumb. Why would I want to do that? That's crazy. I'm like, it doesn't even make sense to me why I would want to do that. Now, backing up a little bit, when I was in high school, my parents pulled my younger brother and sister out to homeschool them when I was in high school, which I just said. And I thought that was really dumb because I'm like, who would want to stay home with their parents all day? That's terrible. Anyway, so I got that thought and I was just like, forget that. I'm not doing that. But the thought kept coming back to me that I needed to do this for him because this little kid, four-year-old kid, I just loved him so, so much because he was so amazing and I could see so much potential in him. And this kid was smart. I also had another daughter too, and same thing with her. But the prompting came to me that I needed to homeschool this son. And that's probably because he's the one that was getting ready to go into kindergarten the next year. Well, turns out I didn't listen. I sent him to kindergarten. And I thought, well, it'll be fine. I'm going to be super volunteer mom. I'm going to volunteer all the time. This will be great. And I'll make sure he gets an awesome education. So that's what I did, or tried to do. I would volunteer once a week, which was difficult because I had a younger kid. And when I'd have to find somebody to babysit her. And then I would go into the classroom. And I would say, you know, ask her how I could help. And I was usually stuck over in the corner cutting out paper, or folding or something like that. And I, as I would sit there, I'd be like, there's something wrong with this. You know, I'm not even interacting with my own child. But okay, I'll still be the super volunteer. And the whole year ended up going like this. And as I could see what was going on in this kindergarten classroom, I could see that really teaching kids was not rocket science. And that's not a slam to teachers or anything. It was just how my brain put it, being a mechanical engineer. Like, rocket science may have been easier for me to wrap my head around, if that's what it was. But I realized it's not even rocket science. It's probably simpler than that. And so after kindergarten, when there was a few things going on in the classroom that I was not super pleased about, and some of the behaviors he was bringing home. So after the school year ended and the summer began, I said, you know what? I've really got to homeschool this kid, but I don't think I can do it. I don't know how. I have no idea what I'm doing. Plus, I'm really disorganized with everything. You know, we can never find matching shoes. We don't, you know, it's just crazy. And I thought, there's no way I'm going to be able to do it. But I thought to myself, why don't I just practice? We could practice over the summer, right? So that's what we did, or at least tried to do. So I'd try to make him sit down and do some schoolwork with me, but since I wasn't super consistent, I couldn't stay consistent with it. And then also I was trying to make him do stuff that I thought was important, which maybe really wasn't. And so a big part of it, problem was, is that I couldn't stay consistent and I could not always get him to do what I thought he should do. So I was like, oh my gosh, how am I supposed to do this? And I was feeling more and more strongly that I needed to do this, but I didn't know how I could. So after that summer, that was unsuccessful because, hello, it's summer. Who wants to be doing school? I mean, we're going to be going out and playing and everything. After that summer, I decided I was going to burn my bridge. And I decided to actually pull him out of school and homeschool him. Because you've probably heard that some, well, I won't go there right now. That'll just take too long. But you know what that means, to burn your bridge. When I was just practicing, I wasn't all in. And so I decided I had to go all in. So that summer, I also read a lot of books on homeschooling to try and educate myself about what I even wanted to do. So when I started homeschooling him that fall, I had made tons of plans. And I was like, man, this kid, he's going to be so far ahead of everybody else. He's going to get this awesome individual education. And I am going to make him be a genius or something. So we started homeschooling that fall. And at first, it was pretty good. First couple of weeks, it was fun. But then the power struggles came in. And I was trying to make him do probably, I don't know, 8 or 10 different subjects every day. And we're checking them off the list. And it was getting to be sheer torture. Like, literally, we would both end up in tears by the end of the day. And my husband's all, well, let's put him back in school. Duh, you know? But there was something in me, in my heart, that just said, I need to homeschool this kid. I need to do it, and I need to figure this out. But I am struggling mightily. We cannot figure this out. So I began to research more. I began to pray. I began to say, what am I going to do? I need to do this. I don't want to fail. I don't want to put him back into school just because I can't hack it. I mean, there's plenty of good people there, but my heart's desire of what I'm feeling is I need to homeschool this kid. So I did a lot of research, did a lot of prayer, and one day I got this idea that what I needed to do was start putting my read aloud first. I had been waiting until the very end of the day when we checked everything off the list to get to the read aloud, but what would happen is we'd never finish our list, and so we would never get to the read aloud, and we were just going through all these torturous motions all day long, you know? And of course, in the meantime, too, I've got this younger kid who's just like, hey, me, you gotta pay attention to me. And then I lose the attention of the older one. And then, of course, I've got this house I should be taking care of as well. But I'm just trying to get him to do school the entire day, you know, misery. So I did that. I switched it around and I put the read aloud first. And once I did that, everything started to change for me. It was awesome. And, you know, you got to start wondering. I wondered that. Why does this make such a big difference to put a read aloud at the beginning of the day? Well, it did. And I think part of it was because now we could connect in a meaningful way. We could build up a relationship instead of me trying to make him do stuff that he thought was stupid, like write a 3-sentence essay about a pencil. You know, it started to change things. Now, this did not make my homeschool perfect by any stretch of the imagination. But what it did do was make it better. And it gave me hope to see that maybe I could figure out a few things here. Maybe I could make this better. So I'm recording a video, so don't come in. Thank you. I still have these issues where I did not know how to keep everything balanced. I did not know how to teach my kids. I didn't know how to homeschool, and I didn't know how to do it all, you know? And then, of course, I start having more kids and other issues coming up. And it was just getting to be more and more and more, right? So after I introduced reading first, the next thing I did was I was like, I don't want to have all these power struggles anymore. So I started taking the pressure off and I start realizing that I can lead a horse to water, but I cannot make him drink. So I took the pressure off. And then the next thing that I ran into was all these, you know, being pregnant and having more kids. And so I was like, I can't do individual attention to each one of these kids. That's not going to work. And so I discovered that I could teach them all together. We could do it family style, and they're just going to learn at whatever level they're on, which is a really awesome way to do it. So as I kept going along this journey, this story of my homeschooling, things did get better. But there were still struggles, and there were still struggles with disorganization and wondering if I'm doing enough. Trying to prove to my husband that I'm not going to fail, and to myself, and all these things just really weighed heavily on me at times. And it was then that I realized, you know, really, it's me. It's all me. This is not a selfish me, but it's me who needs to look at these struggles and figure out why I'm struggling so much and how I'm going to get through this. And so that's when I figured out that it's not, homeschool is not just me teaching all the kids all the knowledge they need to know. Homeschool is me facilitating them on their journeys, on their stories, and while I'm going on mine. I used to say, man, this parenting gig would be so much easier if those kids were perfect or if I were perfect. One or the other, both, I don't know. But that's really what takes all the fun out of life is if you were already perfect. The fun in life is figuring out the struggles and solving them and becoming better. And so when I got to that point, I was like, you know what? These kids are amazing. Sometimes they mess up. It's okay. But I'm amazing too in my own right. And sometimes I mess up and it's okay too, but I can keep getting better and better, and I can, and my kids can too. When I realized this, I was like, man, homeschooling is a journey for all of us. And it's one on which I have gotten to be such a better person. I have built such better character, much better discipline. I've gotten to the point now where I could say I have a reasonably organized house with routines and everything in it. I have amazing children, which I always knew, but they actually have structure in their life to help guide them so that they can get the character and discipline they need too. You know, it wasn't rocket science, and it was good. So really, what it all comes down to is, in this homeschooling journey, it's a process of growing and learning for them and me. And I hope it is for you too in your homeschool. You know, I hope you don't let your frustrations get you down, but that you can look at them and go, wow, there is something here that I need to learn. You know, today I have 7 children, ranging from 7 to ages, well, from ages 7 to 20, almost 25. And it's awesome. I love it. And I love to keep homeschooling now that I've figured out a few things, right? My 2 oldest kids have graduated from a college. And funny thing is that they both chose the same major of marketing, even though they're totally different people, but they just like different aspects of it. And my oldest son, he got a full ride scholarship to this prestigious university. He did a 2-year service mission for our church. And this kid, when he was 4 and 5, when I was first homeschooling him, he was so shy. He did not want to talk to anybody. And part of me said, oh my gosh, what am I going to do with this kid? He's going to live with his mama forever. But he didn't. He grew up and he improved. He got better and better, and it was awesome. He also has a great job right now. He's engaged to an amazing girl, and he just purchased his own first home. He's on the path. He's doing great things. And then my next daughter has done amazing things too. She has graduated. I got my phone ringing now. Of course, that always happens. she's graduated from the same university. She did not get a scholarship, but part of that is because she chose to go on a study abroad during high school instead of working on, I'm going to hit pause. Okay, I'm back. So, what was I saying? Oh yeah, my next daughter, she is amazing too. She has done so many amazing things in her life, and she has graduated from college. She has a great job. She's doing really well. She's super motivated to do good things in her life. And then my 5 younger ones are still at home, and they're all working hard and doing great things. I love it. And this is what I mean by building heroes in my home, is helping each one of us to live up to our potential, to develop the character and the discipline that we need to grow better and become better. So really, the whole homeschool journey is an amazing one that has changed my life. And because I had to take responsibility for my own life and become better and become that example that I wanted my kids to be. And that's something you can do too. I think sometimes when we first start homeschooling, we think it's all about just learning knowledge. And if that really were the case, it would be like we could just program them like a computer. But it's not like that. What we really want is we want to build a relationship with them. We want them to know who they are and who they can become. Because each one of us as human beings is good. We have these good desires inside. We want to be good, and we want to become better. Because that's really what life is all about. And that's really what the journey is all about. Anyway, that's my homeschool story. Hopefully you learn some things from it, and it gives you hope too, because I know sometimes in the middle of your homeschool story, it feels hard, really, really hard. But there are definitely things you can do to make it so much better, so you can get through these struggles so much more quickly. Anyway, that's all for today for episode number 1, and here's to building heroes in your home too. Thanks so much for joining me, and we'll hear you on the next one.